Blessings in the name of Jesus. It's Pentecost weekend, and this is our children's message. When we remember that the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2 came down on the church, tongues of fire landed on their heads, and they began to speak in other languages. And they spoke those languages so that people could hear them and understand in their own languages. I love Acts 2. Where were these people from? It says that they were Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, Cretans, and Arabs. Some of those places might be places you don't even know, right, boys and girls, but from all over the place people had come. What I brought with me this evening was, can we see this on the screen all right? This is a verse of the Bible, John 3:16. Who can read it among our boys and girls this evening? Can you read those words if you're learning to read? Probably not. That's in Hebrew, right? It says, Ki ko ahav Elohim et ha'olam, ad ki nathan et beno yekido, lema'an lo yavad kol hemet amin bo, Allah yin kol kaye olam. Everybody understand that? Well, if Hebrew doesn't work, I brought this. Can we see that one in there? Who can read that? Some people in this congregation probably can. This is in German, same verse of the Bible, and this one says, Also hat Gott die Welt geliebet, dass seinen eingeborenen Sohn gab, auf dass alle, die an ihn glauben, nicht verloren werden, sondern das ewige Leben haben. Some people in our congregation probably know what that says. If those languages aren't working for you, how's this one? Same verse of the Bible, John 3:16. We had it in Hebrew, in German, and in English. This might be familiar. I always wish everybody knew this verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. This is the miracle of what was going on in Acts chapter 2, because some people speak Hebrew, and some people speak German. And some people speak Italian or French or all kinds of languages all over the world. And all of them need to hear the good news about Jesus. For you and for me, English works. And we come to church and hear church in English. But imagine missionaries around the entire planet preaching to people in languages from places some of us have hardly even heard of, right? But important for them to have the Word of God in their language. In Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit came. Let the people preach the good news about Jesus in the languages of the Medes and the Parthians, the Phrygians, the Pamphylians, the Arabs, all those different people, because Christ died for the world. The world needs to know the good news and in their language so they can hear it and understand it in their hearts. So blessings to us and the continued ministry of our church. Blessings to you, boys and girls. As you learn and read and study your Bible, and blessings to ministries who are taking that good news around the world in many languages. Amen.